Ramalta Aleim on Nefeshle Yitama Be'amot. The Chassam Sofer says that this Pasuk was talking to the Tehanim. Tehanim are the ones that are Roid of Solon and the ones that are trying to be Makarim. Levavoy, a person has to be very careful. A person that's Isaac in this kind of Inyonim, Ramalta Aleim on Nefeshle Yitama Be'amot. You have to be very careful. A person that's disaster with people that are not holding Alvera Chatoivi, trying to be Makar of them, or we have to be careful, you should be Mashpi on them, and not Chas Hashem Lehepach. Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. You're being Oysa Kandina in the process. Or be careful, Lo Yitama Ba'amav. After, the Hemsech HaPsuk in this, he doesn't say, Kihim L'Sheirai. After, when it's the color of maybe it's on this, then you take risk. After. The Maitre is a similar word that the Chofetz Chaim says at the end of the Parsha. We know that the Dalas Minim are, each one is Nisamal, a different Chelik of Klal Yisrael. The Esrik is the Maitre and Pleasant and the Torah, because it has Reah and Tam. The Esrik goes together with the other three meaning only the Shas Maitre. The Shas Maitre Mitzvah. You're always in the Mitzvah lane. The Esrik soaks Tachsu to the other three meaning. Of afterwards, the Esrik gate finds that the Esrik goes back to be alone. You be much clear, but you also have to keep it careful. Avada the Pasuk around the Pasuk is the Indian of a Koyin is also the Tame to become something of a mate. Kiyam and Seir only to the Shiva Kroy. Avada to the Shiva Kroy is supposed to be Matami, the latter be Matami. There's a shayla that Chorin talk about this. The Pesach Hanra, I saw, if a Kohen is going to walk into an oil hamate where there's a mate, one of the Shiva Kohen, and there's also another mate, is there a union of Tzedekah Tumah? Klabi, the Karabi has a Heter, but there's another mate also in the same oil. Is there a problem that you're being moistened in Tumah's mate? So they bring a Raya, say, in the Midrashim by the Asorah Rugei Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, not all the Roshis of Rabshim Megamil, but killed Rabshim first, and he took the Roshis of Rabshim Megamil, and he started saying, Oy, how lost am I, my hair is lahir, it's Imre Shefer, Eich Atal Eich Hachat Sofer. And he cried on the head of Rav Shimon Gamliel. How was he able to be Natami himself? Of Yishmol Kan Godel, how was he able to be Natami himself? So the Teretz is, he was obviously in Oy HaMek anyway, because, and then he was in Oy HaMek, the Remium kept him there. And if you're anyway being Natami HaMek, he makes it too, so it's a different case. Here we're talking about that, if you're being Natami, but Oy HaMek is something, there's nothing wrong if it's me twice after now, you're going to also be Natami, the mother. The doimel is that they want to sell two. Who are they if there's two mates? Is Mali a different siva to get from the same mate? And Mali if it's a different source of someone. Either way, it's not a problem of Mori Tama Bama. There's the famous crisis of Messiah that Kuf Yudalit. You know, Eliyo was Machaya, the Benosh of Almona. The Pasuk says in Malachim, by Yismoid at Eliyo, he went on top of the child, and he was Machaya mate. For a crisis, we know Eliyo was Pinchas, and Pinchas is a Chakoyin. And if he was a Koyin, how could he be in a Tama? Christ's answer over there in the Messiah of Yudala, the Yesh Loimar, so how you both are going to be a Chayeyu, he was positive that he's going to be a Chayeyu Mason, and the Kach Hoya Mutter, and he's some Pekuach Nefesh. Interesting thing. It was Borah that he was going to be a Chayeyu, and therefore there's a Heter of Pekuach Nefesh. We're talking that the child is already dead, a tremendous Chiddush in Taisus. A person that knows that a Duh Chiyas Amation is the Ian of Pekuach Nefesh and someone that's dead. Rav Moshe and Shuv arrived that the Pekuach Nefesh is for the mother. The mother has the Chazoy to Shrokin, that it was not much a child of Pekuach Nefesh for the mother. Why does not Parshishan and Taish? Parshishan and Taish means the Pekuach Nefesh for the son. The Sheik of Mekubetis often says that it was only a Goyshis at that point still. It wasn't Tomei, and a Koyin is allowed to be Matame to a Goyshis. But Parshishan was already dead. That is also a Dixakir. Taish says it was Boroloi in Yechayeyu, and therefore it had to have Pekuach Nefesh. And let's say it wasn't Boroloi, let's say he had a Sophic of the Kingdom of Machayim. Sophic of Pekuach Nefesh is also Daichadim. Why only if it's Boroloi in Yechayeyu? I kind of read nothing. So to another Gemara on this topic, the Gemara from Hedin, that's on the test, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zach HaKoyim. We know it says, Yichol Yitzum HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zach HaKoyim. So the Amin asked Abavo, Elokeichem Koyinu. When he was Metamei to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Koy for him, how was he Metar himself? So he came up in Maya. He brings a Pasuk, HaKem Kintu into my Mimodaz, Tishali Mai. Maybe with fire. He made the Eish Hashem Yovah. And he brought a ride, he allowed to be Koy for with fire also. Of the Taisus over there asked, the Gemara Tam Darai, the Min, was asking him how was Moshe Rabbeinu Matarim. No one bothered asking what was the Heter for the Kohen to be Matarim. The Taisus, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Klal Yisrael, Bonim Lamokoin, it's one of the Shiva Kohen. It's one of the Shiva Kohen. So because Baruch Hu is a Kohen, it's a lot of the Matarim. That's the Gemara never had a problem. Now I saw, I don't remember where, I saw a Kasha, I'm looking for it. They asked, I'm not sure if it's a Makar, that I thought Baruch Hu is a Kohen Godel. And Kohen Godel doesn't have a Heter of Shiva Kohen. And the Taisus looked, because Moshe Rabbeinu, since Ach echad any a day amokin for us, so it's a din of make mitzvah. And I said, now I tell you, it was a shiva koyin. And I got it together for make mitzvah. So he's allowed to be metamet to the Shiva Kroidim. Le'imoi u'la'ovet. It says, le'imoi and la'ovet. And it's interesting by Kohen Gadol, when it says he's not allowed to be metamet to anyone, it says, la'ovet u'la'imoi la'ikam. It switches order. It says, la'ovet u'la'imoi. So does it, that's Kohen Gadol from the Bali Taisis. It's also a medrash. And the emet is also a gemara. In Nodir, that's in Ted. The gemara has been, that Kohen has yet is saying that he has a heter. Now it's l'rabusa. Because a mother is vada his mother. The father is not vada his father. It's only Tzemach and Roy. So the Pasuk is saying not only does he have a heter to be metamet to his mother, which for sure is his mother, but even his father, that you have to be chayish, it's only Roy, maybe it's not his father, then he doesn't have a heter to be metamet. No, even to his father. I'm thinking by Kohen Gadol, it's exactly the opposite. You're saying that it's other. He's saying, Naman is an utter to his father, where it's not Vada, even by Iman, where it's Vada, it's still utter for the Kohen Gadol, to be Matam. There's other pshat, most so that usually ladies, they say that usually the lady dies first, but by the Kohen Gadol, it's obviously the father died because that's how he got the seller. And that's why Kohen Gadol is his own. Oh, but like the Gemara pshat, and it's also shaken to the Kohen in this pshat, the shayla is like this. Fred the Kohen, in the Biuri Agro, in the Torah's Kohen, you're telling me it's a Chiddush. That a Kohen Hetzik could be Matam even to his father, even though there's only right, maybe he's Mishra Tata. He's playing Mechan Roy, Chiddush. That's the guy. On the side that you heard that it's not his father, so who is his father? He's playing Mechan Roy, Bila Sakhar Abala, it's not his father. So someone else is his father. There's up to the Kohen Bechlau. On the side that you're worried that maybe it's not his father, this way you have a Hetzik to be Matam. You're playing Mechan Roy, that you're not a Kohen. Tell me you're not a Kohen. Dr. Grah, we're talking about the ear Shekula Gehan. And we're chayish, and I don't know why, he never done your only chayish that she was nivela to someone from the ear. Chayish, this life not like that. The Gemara says, even chavish, they saw soon, they ain't have a tilt of my right, can chayish again. Although he says, it's ear to kula kayin. So even on the side that it's not his father, but it's vice, it's father, he's a kayin. Ah, it's not so possible because they're still a mamza. That is a big tumor. What's the din of a kayin mamza? The whole Elisa is not chayin about it. What's the din of a kayin mamza? If he has the dinim of the kiddash, if he has the dinim of Asa Lutamit. Well, have to know that the Kohen is born the Peres Kohen in Mechayra, that a Kohen, even on the Chashat that he's a mamzer, still has it in Kohen. That's why it's a Chiddush, it's so unroy that he lied in the Tam. Because if it's not his father, he's a Kohen mamzer because his ears are cool by Kohen him, but he still has it in the Tam. Plus it continues the Kiddashtoi. There's a special din the Kiddashtoi. The Gemara Darshan's in many places, in Mekotin, in Zorin, in Gittin. The Kiddashtoi, the whole Dovish of the Kedusha, Lefstoyach Rishoyin, Levorech Rishoyin, Lito Amon HaYofa Rishoyin. Kohen, you have to be Mechab. You have to be the Kohen first. You have to know Lachal Maith, you're waiting in line. Kohen should be able to go first. Because he's able to walk into the bank. Kohen. Kohen, that's from this. But most Rishoyin, it's today right. I don't know if he could mourn it, I don't know if it's been clear, but you're Mechoyin, you're my dear, you said. Lito Amon HaYofa Rishoyin, he's in Kochim Eitzit. That's from this, and then in the place. Toises in Chulin, that Pedayin said that it's only the Rabbana. And the Mepharshim explained, because the Emet, it's interesting, the Gemara in Yevam is asking this question for something else. The Kiddashtoi, Bal Korchoi. The Haim, if you marry the Grusha, the Kohen marries the Grusha, the Kiddashtoi, Bal Korchoi. Take away the Grusha, you force him. This Bal Korchoi is clear. It's so interesting, Chiddush in the Teres Anima, he wants to say, and that's why Toises in Chulin about the Rabbana, because it's an Asmachta, the Kiddashtoi is something else. He wants to say the Renachanami, the Pasuk of the Kiddashtoi is Taka, everyone's been quoting. The Pasuk of the Kiddashtoi is the Drosha of the Gemara Nivam, it's the Kiddashtoi, Afil Dabash of the Gdusha. The Drosha we're talking about is from the Seif of the Kruv, Kaddish Yaloch. He has common places with the Rashi and it's going on the Seif of the Kruv, says the Kiddashtoi Vechule. And in the Makar of this din of Lita Rishon by Koyin, it's going from the Seif of the Kruv, Kaddish Yaloch. Oikach, Oikach, but I wrote to show him, it's a Zad in the right. The Sefrot said, the Chinuch brings, Machlek is a Shayna, but the Chinuch brings even about Mum. Because the Zohar, it says, the reason why the Kiddashtoi, ki es lechem alikechahu makris. A Baal Mum is not makris. Right? The reason why did the Kiddashtoi, ki lechem alikechahu makris. A Baal Mum can't be makris. So the Sefer HaDashim's upper says, kodesh yaloch, ki kodesh, l'rabish at the Baal Mum. The Machlokes Rishoyim, the Rambam is not like that, he doesn't bring this in. But the Chinuch brings that a Baal Mum also has it in the Kiddashtoi. Now, what about a Kotan? The Maitre says this. The Magen Avraham says, in Reish Tzedek, that a Kohen cotton is no limit. There's no kiyas lechem alikechahu makris. A cotton can't be makris. Now they say in Magen Avraham, in Reish Tzedek, Fred does not issue the erigus, and that goes to an orach. The Torah says in the Ma'ar Baal Mum, that even though the Pasuk says kiyas lechem alikechahu makris, but it's the Torah's Ma'ar Baal Mum, the Baal Mum, so Ma'ar Baal Mum, cotton from Baal Mum, it could be Ma'ar, even though he's not makris. But they set up to the erigus. The Kohen want to answer that maybe you can make chalukim. A balmum is not makir, but a kaponim would be the achilus katan. He has a mitzvah. The balmum is about chiyuva. A katan is not even about chiyuva. You're allowed to give him. You're allowed to eat, but he's not about chiyuva. And therefore, maybe it's a lower madrega. There won't be mikdashim. And again, you're sitting by a table, and a little kid, if you hold like the kinegis kasha, a little kid, a kohen comes in freely. You have to give him first. What about a kohen rosh? Pasha, the kohen rosh doesn't have this din. But it's interesting, the classical case they say when it says the din of kohen rosh, it means if a kohen married a grusha, so then he doesn't have a kedat. I mean, he's defeating the whole purpose. There's a prayer that's meant to be a kohen. But the pasha, if I told him as a primer, any aveirus. If a kohen is a rosh, he didn't have aveirus, so he does tshuva. There's no din of the kedat. We'll see, we gave the chesed. Now, there's a morcher, there's a whole problem here. Could a kohen be meichel on his cover? We're worried about it. If you're allowed to do it, is a kohen allowed to be meichel? Right? Maybe it's not the question. The kohen has to cut the line. Yes? Is a kohen allowed to be meichel? Well, let's not talk about cutting lines. Let's talk about being shtun, mishamish somebody. You're not allowed to be mishamish from a kohen. So there's a morcher in Gittin. Oh, you stop stomach house. The morcher brings. Maisa b'koyin shiyotak mayim ayyidir abeinu tam. There was a certain koyin that was mishamash abeinu tam. Yes, abeinu tam, he was mishamash, he was a koyin. And a talmud came over and he told him, asked abeinu tam, we said it, if you were shami, how mishamash b'kohuna moyo? It's the end of din, but it's asking, l'chor it is me'iwa, you know how to be mishamash b'koyin? And abeinu tam answered, and here am I, the mortar bring, ein behem kedusha b'zman hazeh, dekayim on b'gdeim aleim kedushosan aleim, he loy loy, b'zman hazeh, we don't have this amigdosh, we don't have this kohuna, there's no din of a kedash. There's no me'ila to say. So they asked the Rebbeinu Tam, so then you shouldn't give him any dinam, you give him the first aliyah, you shouldn't, the whole thing should be bottom. So the Rebbeinu Peter, the Mordechai brings the Rebbeinu Peter, told the Rebbeinu Tam, he says, no, the reason why you're allowed to let this Talmud of your Yosef Marian is because you're allowed to be Moichel. The Kohen is allowed to be Moichel. And Mechila helps. Dr. Rebbeinu Peter, what does Raya of Mechila help? Dr. Rebbeinu Peter, from a Gemara in Kedushi, Gemara says, ain't Kohen near you. A kohen is never ivri. A kohen is never ivri. He's not allowed to become a nirsa. Why is not allowed to become a nirsa? Dr. Gemara, because he's going to make himself a balmum. It's usher for a kohen to make himself a balmum. I think taking the Gemara. A kohen cannot become a nirsa, because he's going to become a balmum. That's the Pet, 1 second. How could he become a nirsa? He's going to work for you. The kiddash, what's going to be? He's not allowed to be moichel. Must be allowed to be moichel. And if not for the problem of a kohen becoming a balmum, he would be allowed to be moichel. Let's explain, the Mechassim of Avon, how was he never living the first 6 years? Dr. Mechassim, the first 6 years, he was a Ganon. He was a Russia. He didn't return the money yet. And he was a Russia. There was no another Kedasha. Now that he finished the 6 years, now he wants to become a Nirsa. Why do you have to say that he can't become a Nirsa because of Balmum? Hey, but later, because he's not allowed to be Michael. Is it right? You're allowed to be Michael. That was the Rebbeinu Peter's right, you're allowed to be Michael. Now, if you look at this Mordechai, it's very weird. Rebbeinu Tam, some of us are Shamash and Makoyim. Look at me in the time they had to why I'm allowed to do it is because it's not Bismanazet, it's not noise. They asked him, I it is not Bismanazet. They said he's quiet, and I think it's not just in a new house. It looks like they're not talking to each other. And I think it's not that they're saying it's not because of Bismanazet, it's because of Nechimah. But there's a beautiful shot in the Baram Sheik. It says a chidik, he says there's really two demons. There wasn't a Yerushalmi that the most that wrote was Hamishtanis Pekahuna Moyal. There's Me'ila. If it's out from Me'ila, then Nechimah won't help. Moyal back. But he can't be Michael for Me'ilah. So the Maitre was, you need both of them. But in the time of honor, you want to tell me that the time of Me'ilah, there's no Me'ilah. I'm sorry, Mr. Kahuna Moyal. No, there's not a day. Hello, there ain't the day of my leg in. Ain't the shot of my leg in. There's no Me'ilah. But there's still a problem. Even though there's no Me'ilah, but the Maitre remains the essence then of the Kedashah. On that, Me'ilah is able to help. So the two shot of my mask on each other. I'd like to talk to my shit. Now, I want to be Meyer. I didn't get asked it. I was a Chayra. In Ramon, in Shochanor, saying this is like, in Shochanor, Kuf Chav Chet, in the Simen of Joseph Koyen, in the Ramon, at the end of the Simen, he says, Tzim Hei, Osho Mishtamit Bekoyen, Afilu Uzman Azeh, Da Havi Kimoyo Behetish, in Loi Mochal Alka, and that's even Moichal. In Ramon, Klaus says that it's Mi'ilu even Uzman Azeh, now it's a Benatam, it's Mi'ilu Uzman Azeh also, and he says, Mechila gets so well, but then he reminds the whole voice, that Avada even Uzman Azeh is together of Mi'ilu, and Mechal, Mechila can help. And my thing is, the Rambam holds Mechila will not help. The Rambam doesn't bring Mechila to help. The Rambam holds he can't be Michael. So the Chayin of Akasha, according to the Rambam, will backfire. What does he do with the Rebbeinu Peter's right? The Hainu, the Gemara says that a Nirta, a Koyin can't become a Nirta because he doesn't want to become a Balmum. You know how he become a Balmum? Typically, a Koyin, once he did Shuvah and he went to the first 6 years, right? The first 6 years, right? He was a Russia. And now that he did Shuvah, how could he become an evidently of Nirta? You're not to be Michael. You're not even Samus the Torah. What happened to that? This? So the Hafla, the Bihalakha brings in a Kukha Khas Wadina, he says that could a coin be established with another coin? Yes, he says there's no Kidati from one coin to the other coin. It's all sound the van from a coin heading to a coin. God will answer the chest. But from a coin to a coin, Zakta Hafla Khidr, the Bihalakha brings a Wadina, a coin could be established with another coin. He says, because then the Fed is right for God. It's Nagaya, a coin in Yurta could be an evidence to a different coin. Over there, there wouldn't be a problem of the Kidati, the coin to a coin. That's the Gemara Zog, and another reason. We don't want him to become Bamub, Salter of the Rabbi. That's one chiddush, a coin to a coin. We learn that from the present. Another chiddush they say, we mentioned it before, the Rambam holds that by a Balmum, he doesn't go with the Sifra. The Rambam doesn't bring the Sifra, that's not a Balmum. The Rambam holds the Balmum doesn't have a Kiddush. So here's the kind, a Mirza, he becomes a Balmum, now there's no more the Kiddush, he's a Rufi. That's the Gemara, no, you can't, because he's not allowed to become a Balmum. A coin can't become a Balmum. But if a coin would be allowed to become a Balmum, it wouldn't be a problem, he became a Balmum. Now that he's a Balmum, there's no more than a Kiddush. So he says, he's like, we can't go master, the Bosh Shah. There's only the Kiddush if he's able to be master of Kavanah. And then he'd be able to work it. His name was Falter up the right. There's another story that the person said that a Talmud listening rabbi, anyway, the Talmud the rabbi's allowed to be his family. They bring the right to Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, the Abayim, Rabba sent Abaya with some Shalach Monas to bring to Mori, Mori Bar Mar. Oh, so I have a story about Shalach Monas. I can't think of it. Of Rabbi the coin, how could Rabbi be Mishtamush with Abaya to bring him a Shalach Monas? They say, because it's ready. The first Yerichov and Anseh, he says, Talmud the rabbi's allowed to be Mishtamush. There's also the story of Rav Chista. Rav Chista says in Baba Kama, if someone's going to tell him a good son and then end of his own way chaser, he'll bring Goyim Bar Chomis Kalim to the Beit HaMercha. And Rav Chista's a coin. Right, that's the Talmud of the Rabbi, he's Andish. That's like Andish, you have to know that. It's the Kahanas and cut the lines and you start from this and Lamaisa. That's just the more we pass, can you give you more? No, that's after the person. It's open now in his head, he already did the 16th of the Tshuva. Now it's not a problem anymore. He paid back his name, yes. Sure, the Pasa continues, sure, a kesev ayeski, volei, v'hoi yeshivas yomim tachas imoy. On yomim tachas we lay in from this sukkim. If you notice right afterwards, we're going to soon see there's a sukkim of Shabbat, of Yontif. Kama sugis. Or before end of the inyan of sure, a kesev ayeski. On Yontif we lay in this parasha. The Rashbam, in Baba Bat, with a kukhap hours, he talks about this sukkim, and again, he says, the parasha tamoyed. This sukkim is called the parasha tamoyed. What's the sure, a kesev ayeski, the parasha tamoyed? It's the Maida, Terech of Yimel, Levi, we're going to start the Pasha Maida. So the Terech says, no, the story of Kesav Yehiz is Mamash Meshach Shaykh. The first Maida that we talk about, the whole side of the wall, but before we talk about the Maida, we talk about Shabbat. The din of story of Kesav Yehiz is that a carbon can only be brought after the Yerotha, after the seventh day, after the eighth day. Why 8 days? The reason is because it's Geto HaShabbat. That's also why there's Mekhazis and Chazal, that's why you do meal on the 8 days. It's Geto HaShabbat. Somebody that went through a Shabbat has a different position. He can't do Shabbat, repeat the carbon of Israel. In case you have a Shabbat, you go to Leidei, and repeat the covenant. So the Chiddush from the Ma'at Zavitri, the Ma'at Zavitri says, you know, there's many demon to demon brachas. There's a Tzminin, Mezoinin, right, Maga Eich, right, Mezoinin, Gosin, Eich, Adama Shehakol, there's Chobin, there's a Tzminin, Sholei. There's a lot of different factors in how you decide when someone came out, usually there's a colorful chart, all the Gedon. So the Ma'at Zavitri says, this is not on that chart, he says the Chiddush, something that went through a Shabbat had a Kedimah. Now again, I'm not saying how far it goes. I don't think he said a shahakal was before Hamoiti, because of that. You have to know where it comes in, maybe before Chav, I don't know, but it's a factor. But Akoponim, when everything else is Shabbat, that will be a factor. If it breaks any of the other rules, I don't know, but he says yes, and so overall, if it's a Shabbat, has a Zinkadima. Because of the same thing, it's Duch to Machta Shabbat. Now I think that the din of the Machta Zik is not Negeya on Shabbat. I think it's only Negeya during the week. I was thinking once, when a guy goes to a kiddush on Shabbat, he should eat some of the pretzels that were there ready for a few weeks, not someone that baked the cake. Here is your Shabbat, a nice cake, because that didn't go through a Shabbat. Eat them out of the bagel. But it's not true. Because we say, why do you do a brit? A kid is born, mom is 5 minutes before Shabbat ends. You give him a brit the next week on Shabbat. This is the Dochim after Ganta Shabbat. A bit of Shabbat is good. Is the Master Vision is only the day during the week. L'chayim. The Moyer. Sheishis yomim pasim alocha, uva yoyim ha-shvi, Shabbat. What does it have to do with the Moyadim? L'choy with the Moyadim, we're going to start, we're going to talk about Pesach, we go to the Moyadim. It's a verse, they say from the Groa, that Sheishis yomim is going on the Moyadim. There are six Moyadim that you're allowed to do malocha v'ychol nefesh. Sheishis yomim pasim alocha. 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah. Uva yoyim ha-shvi, on Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbat in Yelachem. That there's no heter of Sheishis Yom Tassim Alochim, you're allowed to do Malachim Oichol Nefesh. In a Shvi and Yom Kippur you can't. And that's like a big shayla. We spoke, I think, last time a little bit, the shayla. This Arya has a big arichas. If on Yom Kippur, there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Certain of the malachas, there's a heter on Yom Kippur. Although I did shot, I didn't say the cooking.
Why can't
you Because over there, there's no heter of the malachas. No. Six. Yeah, there are 7 days of Shabbat. On six of them, you're allowed to do malachas. On the seventh one of this series, you're not allowed to do malachas. But otherwise, B'chayra, if it's going, it's about not Pashat Shana and the Pashat. Pashat Shana and the Pashat, the point is that we're coming to show you the difference. There's Shabbat, and there's Moed. What's the fundamental difference between Shabbat and Moed? Talk of them, but basic. Shabbat is from Lamala, because both of them are Shabbat. You have to tell you from Klal Yisrael, on Shabbat Shabbat, you say Mekadosh HaShabbat. On Yom Kippur, we say in the Chassim of the Baruch, Mekadosh Yisrael Ba'ad Mani. Klal Yisrael makes the Yom Kippur. It's because it's Milmata. It's under the Oyspire. It says we're going to see by Sirius Oymen in Bachat HaShabbat. The Tzidoykim wanted to say that it means literally you have to wait till a Sunday. Chazal said, not like that. The Nakut of their mistake was because Pesach is Tata HaShabbat. Pesach is a Shabbat because Pesach who came out of Mitzrayim was Kulei Malamala. The first Pesach, HaKopan. He wasn't holding anyway. It was Kulei. The Tzadik looked at Barisha, it was HaKol is Ru'ur Malamala. It was everything was Ashbam Malamala. Pesach was the beginning of Shabbat then. Then he went to Sirius Oymen. Kol Echad Echad Sarah looks like Sirius Oymen. You're not going to get to Shemaic Oymen. Yet the Enum was safer than Sirius Oymen. And then it becomes Tata, the Moedim. But that Pesach, that first Pesach, he didn't sign. Pesach is Mimachas HaShabbat. If that's the kind of Mimachas HaShabbat. If you have the Sphere Soimah, holding in the middle, Mitzvahatim Lecha Mimachas HaShabbat, Tisburu Chamishim Yoyim. All the Rishonim ask the Kasha, why does it say Chamishim Yoyim? Is it 49 days? Toys is Rekha Kasha. Menachas HaSamachay. Toys is Rekha, it's only 49 days. Taisus in Menachas says two tibbutzim. One Taisus says, you read the pasuk, actually both of them are in this style, you break up the pasuk. It's either, Ad Menachas HaShabbat HaShviyah, Shehu Yoyim HaChamishim, Tisru. Or, the Chamishim is going on the end of the pasuk. Ad Menachas HaShabbat HaShviyah, Tisru. Chamishim Yoyim HaKrasim. On the 50th day, you'll bring the carbon. And that's the Rosh from the Kasha. There's a famous Rosh, I think we spoke about it other times already, the Rosh in Erdik Sochim. He says a different Taisus, he brings the Kasha. And he says a different tarot, he says, there are a lot of times in the Torah that we round things off to the nearest ten. Kigoyim, Tisru Chamishim Yoyim, Kigoyim Arboyim Yakenu, only 39, and Kigoyim B'Shivim Nefesh Yoyim Mitzrayim, it was only 69. You're allowed to round it off to the nearest ten. Oh, you're also round it off, it's not the 49. And besides, we spoke of that then, by the Shivim Nefesh, it's not Poshit. Besides that, there was only 69, instead of 70. It says also by the B'nai Leah, there was 33, and it was only 32. The way the Medrash brings it, that was the problem. On that, you can't round it off. Elamah, you have to say the other person that Chazal said. Chazal said, he's a serious person. Yaakov is a 70, Yecheved, Dino, it's a serious person. There's another terrorist, Tuchtuch in the Ramban. You look at the Ramban, this is Parsha. And Sarah was Medrash, he wanted to say a solution with this, but the Etzem Zog, the Ramban says, okay, Yitzvah, Chamishim Yoyim, you can't count 49 days. The Yekadosh Yoyim HaChamishim HaNitzbar B'Yodot. HaNitzbar B'Yodot. If you count 49 days, then the 50th day gets passively counted. You're going 1, 2, 3, you got the 49. The next day becomes the 50th. You didn't count it. It was passively counted. When does the mitzvah end? You know, the whole Hakir is that one mitzvah 49. If it's a long mitzvah, when does it end? People get overexcited at 49th night. Mamash Mash wouldn't give them the mitzvah. No. You finish the mitzvah, Kiddush a little smooth. That means it. I'm the other. In the book about why you don't make Shechiyonu on Tzvi Yisrael. You make it when you finish the mitzvah. Not on the 49. Kiddush Alel Shavuot. Is the Ashlama, the Yoyim HaChamishim HaNitzvah the other. As I came in Oysna and Sunday Ramban. That's the Gemara of the mitzvah. I was clearing once maybe like the Chinuch a different character. There's a famous Chinuch. The Chinuch said, the truth is we should have started counting Tzvi Yisrael the first night of faith. Why didn't you wait till the second night, from white to younger? You have to shame me. Why do you wait from white to younger? Dr. Kinnick, you have to know what he means. And all I wanted to say, he means, because the name of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is the name of Shalaika Derech HaTeva. For Pesach, the whole skit, Yitzhak Mitzrayim is Shalaika Derech HaTeva. Here, so I'm the whole point of here, so I'm is Nisamel. Teva, we have B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tzvua, and the Negro, B'tochen. That's native Teva. Right, by Purim, it says Mordechai, what was he learning when Haman came? Purim is the fifth native Teva. He was learning Hilchas Kesim HaTayman. Gradu was a 3-day fast, and it was Tez Zayin Yisim, and some of that's why he was learning it. It was in Yonah's Yonah, that's the Emes of Shabbat. Avad, Haman, Mordechai was running the street, I remember the 3 days after, the 10 days after, the end of the temple. But 10 days after, the Pisa. They were starting to recognize, this is Nate of Teva, this is the whole point, Nate of Teva, almost Nate of Nisa. But I never understood the Chinnah. The Chinnah said, we should have started counting the night before, no, Ema Arab. Who said we should have started counting the night before? Maybe 3 weeks later, maybe 4 weeks before, what? Who said it was the night before? No, that's the Chamish Inyon. In essence, there was an Indian account of Chamish Inyon. This is the Chamish Inyon. The first of the account is the night before, 50 years. Now, this is the Chamish Inyon. I was looking at the Zilma, so he puts it off one day. I didn't say Muhammad. No, that's the tip of the Chamish Inyon. After the Chamish, it's a simple. It's going to clear after, according to the Chinnah. Now, everyone knows that the Sfiras HaOmer were counting, were trying to come through to the Madrega of Pia, to Matan Torah, all the Redden Zenidem, the Mem Chet Kinyonim, the Pia Teodis, the Negev, the Mem Het Yom and the Sfiras HaOmer. I don't know what's missing yet, the Lagaboy, my people tells me, I don't know why it's only 48. Where does it say, in the Torah it doesn't say anywhere about the Sfiras has anything to do with Matan Torah. The Torah says it has to do with Sfiras, and even if it does, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Sfiras has to do with Matan Torah. Sfiras is Chag HaBikurim. To state it, Bechal. So where's Bechal coming from, Bechal? The Bechal wants to talk about it, but there has to be earlier in the Torah. Rabbeinu Nissen, in the end of Tzachim, he brings the same Agodas Chazal, so it's a medit also, it's not just a man. He's bringing the same Agodas Chazal. The short to Amr Moshe, have them, or they came out of Horace there. He said, Amosai, Amr Lai Chodesh Boruch, and we say, Chamish Shem Yoyim. In account of day, we can't cover Chachomim with Sfiras HaOmer. We can't cover Chachomim. That can be said, the Rabbonah, that can be said, the Rabbonah, but we can't cover Chachomim with Sfiras HaOmer. The Chinuch Avada also, by Rita, talks about that, it's the mean of counting to get towards the Tipi of the Mountain Tiger. But it's not found in the... It's not like the Pesukim Alein read them then. Pasuk Shad, you're counting the union of the Korban Oimer, the Tochen, and the Summit has made Shaitan. And I saw someone said, the name Kemach, and Tayyar, the gate of Zaman. Oh, but one of that, the Avoid of Sukkim into Shavuot, the Mount Tayyar is a Richtige Mustagim in Amun of the Tochen. As a Komet, a Boyre, and the Nate of Teva, and the way the world runs, out from the Beshef, and then you're able to go to the Mount Tayyar. So there is some correlation of the two. The Ethem Mitzvah, Sfarat and Lachem, Machas, Ashabas, the famous story that the Bar Avram, a closer thing of them, he says, Sfiras HaOmer is not just a dinner mira. Sfiras HaOmer, you have to count the Omer. It's not just you say it, a nusach you say, you have to count. And there's Kama Chedushim. He says, some of them, Kama Chedushim. There's interesting Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram, in Tosfos says, in the Siman of Sfiras HaOmer, he says, Sfiras HaOmer, you have to understand what he's saying. Now we know normally, by Davin, Ma'a, Krishma, Ma'esre, any dinner mira, the figures in place that on a day. If you say the Moshe Kodesh, you don't have to understand what you say. If you say the Shal is showing if you're open, but then you have to have Havon. Shal is showing if required Havon. Other is by most of that. There's a answer somewhere. You can go to each one separately. Kiddush, Krishma, each one. But that's the basic club. The Morgan Avram brings down, the Machoidus, the Morgan Avram brings down. See, so Aymer, even if you say the Moshe Kodesh, you have to understand. If you don't understand, it's gone. And the Hezbollah Chalus, because the Aymer is Gizok. So Aymer is Gizel, you have to count. If you don't know what you're saying, you're not counting. This is in Gaya. The Balamor and the Tzachan has a castor. How come we don't make a snake of the Yonim by Sfiras HaOmer? And if not only the game, Chutzpah, snake of the Yonim, anyone who doesn't remember the day, he's not sure which day it is. Let him count both. The Monashach. That is no. You might be sick. You said about Yonim, but that's not counting. Counting is an absolute zach. You have to count. It has to be absolute. There's another zach. There's a din. Shulchan Aruch says, interesting machaber, Simon Tosfos says about mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad lispor la'atman. Let's name that. Everything is here. So some of the points from say it means, don't think it's a din on Bezdin. You know, by Yoivah, Bezdin has a count. Over here will be Mechadis, no. Mitzvah, Kol Echad, Be'echad, Lispah, don't think it's a din on Bezdin. That's Pashuk down the Mechadis. But the Morgan Avram, the Levut, the Chakyakiv, they bring down another shot. They say it means, Kol Echad, Be'echad, Lispah, La'atma, there's no Shemei Ka'oin, and Sfiras HaOmer. There's no Shemei Ka'oin. Everyone has to learn. On the brother, there's Shemei Ka'oin, so I want to forget. Or anyone, you can read like a Shemei Ka'oin, the brother. Oh, but the Sfira, you're not supposed to make any. You listen to someone else's bracha, but then you say it yourself. What's the type? You can't think that's the type. Say mea te'oine! Oh, but you don't say mea te'soifer. Te'soifer is your type, it's not fair. There's a whole tumen of a Kivega, I don't know if I'm going to now. Gansa, you say it's true, you spoke at other times, where the Tziva Kedibur, the Kivega holds Barichas, where the Tziva Kedibur. The Tziva that's talking about is from Tziva Chotep, so on the day, it's a Tziva back and forth to his uncle. He wrote it during the Sheva bracha, the Kivega, right by his cousin, a Masu Matin, four Tziva, two Tziva back and forth, where the Tziva Kedibur got the Sfira Tziva. And they throw around Gashat, Tziva Kedibur, by Shavuot, by Megillah, by Brochus, by Tshuma, by Komeni Zachem. But the topic of the Tziva was Sfira Tziva. Cleric, not Tziva Kedibur, the essence of his Gesell. That's a visit. Now, we said Shemei Kohenu, we typed up with the Dvar Avraham Yisoy, that maybe you can't be able to Shemei Kohenu, you have to count. I was around it before, when the saw that that's in the Bezundarim. The whole avoid of Shemei Kohenu is that we have to do our Egan avoid. The whole point now is that Nir Zolana. Yeah, the rain was falling. See, it's already matter of cold. After that, it was falling. After that, it was under the touch, and under the salt now. Why Shemei Kohenu wouldn't work? Now, the Gemara said, it's not so possible to work together as Shemei Kohenu with Gemara. The Rambam says, and the Tzmidim who saw him, that Shemei Kohenu with Gemara that they like. The Ramban is close. The Ramban says, Gemara Zed, close also. Shemei with Gemara Zed, the Rabbana. Now, Shemei Kohenu got mistaken. The Rabbana was cool. There's a lot of nothing. It's interesting, the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they bring down, and then you look and make the chilek. You know, there's a big tumult, five of two separate mitzvahs. Yomim and Shavuot was one big mitzvah. Well, I want to say that for now, I can point them to that. You look and say that it's a chilek. Is mana there, the counting of the days is that they write. The counting of the weeks is that they write one. What's the type? What's the chalazim akhoi that's Rambam and Ramban, and what's the side of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim? So the Bible says that the Shadr of the day, we're counting from the day after the Oyman. The Torah said, start from the day after the Oyman. Is it a din to start counting on Tez Zionism? The way the Torah is called Tez Zionism, you simply bring an Oyman and it said the day of the Oyman. But it means start counting from Tez Zionism. Or no, start counting after you were makir of the Oyman. The Rambam holds it in Tez Zionism. The way the Torah said Tez Zionism is by saying the day that they're sitting the Oyman. But it means start counting from Tez Zionism. There's mana there also. Hillel was Mitzvah and the Luach, so we still have Chadoshim. It's Tez Zionism. But the Rambam knows what is in the Korban. When you mark the Korban, from the Korban, that's a Korban you start counting. But Manazer is no carbon, so the Manazer is no fear of the Raisa, it's only the Rabbonans, they throw the Mikvah. But then you look and kind of read holds that it could be. Anyway, in the world like that, the din of Yomim kind of read, the din of Hazayim, the din of Shavuot, the din is carbon. And the main was that the Raisa, that's the Rabbon. They take this a step further to the famous Ramban, very Ramban. The Rambam about the Pasma, the fear of the Oymer is Man Gromo. So not from a prophet, it's Man Gromo. The Ramban, in the tradition of Ramadawid, the Gemara, they give the list of Mitzvah's essays, Shalab, Zman, Grama, Nosh, Marchai. And the Ramban says, even though there's a whole list over here, the Zuz, the Maite, Ruch, Hakein, so the Ramban, Tom of the Shire, there are many other Mitzvahs, and he gives a long list, Krikas, and he gives a long list of Mitzvahs, and on his list, he puts his clear assignment on the list of Mitzvahs that are Lav, Zman, Grama. I'll be reading up the Ramban, Lav, Zman, Grama, Imach, Zman, Grama, but when he's there, I'm going to say it's a mistake, I'll tell you the truth. The Shri Shakad, the morning, brings down this Ramban also, and he talks about it by Lichas. A lot of Torah was said on this Ramban. And we'll say over the Mahalach of the Divrei Yecheskel, based on the way we're saying until now, the Divrei Yecheskel, so then, hey, he's Navar, very Gishmak. The Ramban will see a same as Matt Noyiv is Manikov. It's not a din in Tezai in Israel, it's a din in the carbon. That's not called Man Grama. That's called a double study. The carbon of Oymer, I know, is Man Grama. It's only a Tezai in Israel. But the mitzvah of Svirus Oymer is not directly called, related to the Zman, it's only the Kror carbon. That's called, I don't call that a Maniat study. There's many examples like this I don't have time for now. Of a mitzvah that's not directly tied into time. It's indirectly, based on something else which is told in time, is not called Zman Grama, because this concept used by the Achronim for many mitzvahs. Kulim, Snichas. So they want to say that the Ramban holds that which he taught, so you got to know yet with Manazed Rabbanon, because this is in the carbon damage. So Nosimar also cried, it's not as Zman Grama. And the Ramban also which he taught, Nosimar Potlis is Zman Grama, it's in the Tezai and Hissim. No yet with Manazed. The Torah brings down from Davi Ezri, that the Emet, the first 7 days of Oyver, you have to say, Hayom Yomecha, Yom Sheni, Yom Chorsi Yom. On the seventh day, you say, Shiva Yom Shem Shavua. But then Davi Ezri says, you don't pass like this, it's broken down though. Starting on the eighth day, you don't have to say, Shmoni Yom, but you don't have to say, Shavua Echad, V'yom Echad. If you say, Shavua Echad, V'yom Echad, so, you know, you cannot have a Chesman Oyen. So you do Shavua Echad, V'yom Echad, Shavua Echad, V'shnei, you don't have to say eight, nine, until you get to the 14th. And you get to the 14th, you can't change the voice. You're not stressing days at all. So for this, you have to say, Arba Esra Yomim, change the voice. Only on the full week, 7, 14, 21, 28, here you're not stressing days. So here you have to say, Shehem, Arba Esra Yomim, Arba Esra Yomim, change the voice, and pleasant voice. But any of the interim days, you say, Shavuot is the voice, Chamei Shulim, you said, you can figure out what that is. I was always bothered, even by the full week. When you say 2 weeks, what if you were the favorite day? Shehem, Shavuot, the Esra Yomim. The photo that mentions the word Yom, and what if I said that there is 2 weeks and no day? It's cool that I said that he doesn't say the bears. He says when you don't say Esses Yom. But what's the Nakuda? What's the Nakuda? You have to say the word Yom. I'm not exactly sure. But I have even another side. Just also, what's wrong if I just say Shnei Shavua? Or I say Shavua Echad? I know that a Shavua is 7 days. And you didn't say the thing. And the Shavua brings, the place in the day, the 40th day would say, you're allowed to say, 39, you're allowed to say Arboim Chasar Echad. You don't say 39. You say, I bought him Chotzer Echad Adosim. I say, sorry. Maybe I misunderstand what it says there, but Bechayr, therefore, if a guy would say, I got an excellent Kut Chamech Tzrek, and if a guy would say, on the ninth day, the squirrel of 81, where's the limit? A mathematical equation is 6 minutes, do you say? If X equals 7, what? As the drop down limit. So what's the limit if he said Shavuot? As the Erkidot, this is the Erkidot in 15 plus 22. The end of the Gazot, the X is correct. That's a number and that's a word. Yeah, if you say if X equals 7 plus 24, then it's accepted, it comes that you got the right number, that's a good. I'm not saying you say rather in-between number, you say a fraction. The person would say 9.5, you know, the 9, that doesn't fit. Yeah, the next, even last, I mean, can I broken a house? Is he said it already? Cross if you want to say, can I broken a house? I don't know. Well, but at the bottom, that's going to be the chilek. When you say Shavua, listen, this gives up that number. Oh, but if you say a number, even a confusing number, that's gives up that number. It's all the mayad in here, that's a bit of it. Where did you watch the climbing up here? Yom Kippur. The Nisan of Master Seichel, it's the Yon of the Yon that you have in the Sigin Sukkah, that stays on the day. Places bring down, no matter how hard the Sukkah is, this is going to make sale for us. I thought you were going to make sale for us, because you said this, the Sukkah is going to cause a little bit of fear. Yom Kippur is not talking Kedai. Yom Kippur is Mokas Rechila, it doesn't say the Torah, Lois Seichel. The story of Issa Yom Kippur is the Nisan, which is that you're not allowed to have these Suvei Daita, you're not allowed to have Yishav Adat. And Zotzi Gemara knew, my murder is concept. What's the shear for Yishav Adat? Okay, sir. Then if you're as big as a Melech HaBoshon, then if you're a very small person. Why? Because Kimmel, the Chazal, everyone has. If it's not less than a Kesevet, don't have Yishav Adat. But by a Kesevet, everyone has Ezef and Yishav Adat. Like Melech HaBoshon a little bit, and most people a lot. A drop less, no one has Yishav Adat. But a Kesevet, everyone gets a Givis Tzor, Yishav Adat. But the Yisrael of this is Yishav Adat, not Achila. This is the concept that he's got to come about. The Sagittarius, the Simonai involved. He's Machadis said, Achila Shulay Kedarka. It's Chayiv on Yom Kippur. Normally we say, Achila Shulay Kedarka, Loi Shmei Achila. But the Sagittarius, what's getting wrong? As well as he's Gemach on Achila. But we have Yishav Adar. If it's starting the person in the Chassuna talked about, maybe even Anot Mei Ayim. Let's say you put the food straight into the stomach. Normally, without going through the mouth. Or you swallow it, wrapped around in a paper, or just raised through a pipe and put straight into the stomach. In a chilchat achil is not a chilchat, but after we'll give you Yishav Adat. And the chilchat proves now again, he says, there's a din in Yom Kippur kadeh achil is krat. If the din be a north me'ayim alone is mekuyiz, then there wouldn't be a tenayah kadeh achil is krat. How do you mean to run? What about Bakel? Hanoah groiner. Hanoah groiner, we pass in your archives. If a person ate a half a kadayah and he spit it out, and ate another half of kadayah, it is a chilchat. Hanoah groiner alone is a chilchat. Kroiner de la kroiner, and if a chilchat, others, maybe it's Yom Kippur now, there's no Yishav Adat. Rav Chaim Moizer brings a raya, Einfach, from the Gemara in Shmuel, said, I mean, Kippur, Avada, even on those grainies. The Gemara brings down, we mentioned it last week, Rebbe Yishita is in Shmuel, so very machapas. The Gemara had a question, how is it shy if the Gemara talks about someone that ate on Yom Kippur, he's chayav kol? How is it shy if someone ate on Yom Kippur, he's chayav kol? He's eating on Yom Kippur, even if he doesn't do tshuva, he's Shmuel, so very machapas. The Gemara is in the middle of eating a piece of meat, the Chaim Ke Umtri, he chokes on the bone when he puts the meat into his mouth. Rav Chaim Moizer is right, on those grainies, very machayav kol. From the Gemara Shavuot. No, it's growing in Machayev. The Chanke Umtza. The question is how far this goes. There's no concept of a Kedayis at all in Yom Kippur, only Kislevet. The Rosh Hashanah has all clear that Avada is a din of Kedayis, also in Yom Kippur. And therefore, God is not the Ma'akor Mamun. There's a Chiddush from the Ksav Seifel, and it's Shunah Dike Chiddush. There's a person who eats Erev Yom Kippur, that's what most people do. He eats a lot of Erev Yom Kippur. And he doesn't have Yishav Adat. And then it comes in Kippur, and he eats a little bit. And he's Masham, and now he has Yishav Adat. I cut. So this is Ksav Seifel. You're super gani, if you need chot yafi lekezayis, or even a mask. That's mevayah, right? That's what he said. Out ventuch in the Yishav Adat. It's not a din in the Achila. It says by the Dalet Minim, Lekachnam Lechem, Bayem Arishoyim. And in the Pesukim, it says the Dalet Minim first, and then it talks about Sukkah. In the Seder of Sukkah. I'm going to ask his mother there, because the Dalet Minim is even in the Beit Amigdash, it's Shaykh to the Karbonis. We're talking about the other Karbonis here. He put an oath to the Dalmina. And then we talk about Sukkah. In the Sech Sukkah Paket. So my first we talk about it though. I'm wondering why we start in the Sech Sukkah first, we talk about the Sukkah, and then we talk about the Dalmina. In the Torah of the Sabbath Paket. So there's many solutions. Sukkah is even that night, Lulav only starts the next day. Sukkah is not even if it's Chal on Shabbos the first day. Lulav is not noise on Shabbos. If I saw a terrorist, they bring down. See, the same thing say from the Shilpas. That by Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah is also Asiyah of Sukkah. He brings on Chorus two different mitzvahs. Chag HaSukkah is Tatsalacha. There's a mitzvah of Asiya Sukkah. Besides the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah, there's a mitzvah of Asiya Sukkah. In the Siddur's Mazlid, it's more than just a Hexa mitzvah because the Torah says it's a Torah. The Yerushalmi brings down, Tosfos brings down. If the Yerushalmi and Bracha say a Tet, Tosfos and Sukkah that Nevov brings it down, you make a Bracha, Allah sees Sukkah when you make a Sukkah. In the Bible, you said you make a Sechayon, and that Nevov. And Tosfos brings down over there, from the Yerushalmi and Bracha, you make Allah sees Sukkah, it's a mitzvah. They bring also a Raya from Rashi and Maki. The Gemara that talks about when a person is chopping wood and kills some of the Shoyi, then he's doing it for a mitzvah now. So Gemara, what's Chassidus mitzvah? The Gemara, when you're chopping wood for a Sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. There's that if you would have wood, you wouldn't have to chop the wood. So Kalashi, she'ein ha-chativa mitzvah, ela ha-asiyah. Because chopping the wood is not the mitzvah. The asiyah is the mitzvah. That's what they say to me. The asiyah is the mitzvah. So about the sukkah has, the sukkah comes before the hour of the mitzvah. The sukkah is not only the mitzvah at night, it's the day before the sukkah. Five sukkahs made up of the mitzvah. Now the mitzvah is only on the mitzvah. Well, then do if we go to the whole Seder HaMoyadin, after the Seder HaMoyadin is the Yikhoi Lech Hashem in Zayizokh. That's Chanukah. The Seder HaMoyadin. And after the Seder HaMoyadin, the Rabbanu was at the corner of Chanukah, Talk of Mamas took himself and to say the Amoydim, after say the Amoydim, say second to the Nerd. That's the Maranga thing in front of us.